Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Welcome, welcome to Verkay Radio, iHeartRadio. On Verkay Radio, you already know this is all about what? The power of women. And this is Get Your Business Right show, where we help women meet the right people, get in the right environments, and guess what? Make the right power moves. That's a trifecta right there. And you know who I am. This is Michael Muse, a.k.a. the Fearless Coach, a.k.a. the Mr. Broadcastpreneur, because I am serious about you sharing your story with the world. I truly believe that we all have different experiences, but we all have a story with that experience, and that story needs to be shared, because sometimes our story is so big and so deep and so powerful that it's not just for you anymore. It's for the whole world to cherish it, embrace it, learn from it, and grow from it. And as you know, I meet some of the most phenomenal people around the world. I am with someone right now. This young lady is empowering women all over the world when it comes to finding your destiny, walking your destiny, and lighting a path for other destinies. She is leading the way. Let me introduce you to one and only Miss Karis Reed.
Hey, how's it going? Thank you, Michael, so much for having me here. This is exciting.
Well, I'm excited because you are a world changer. Anytime you're a speaker, you're an author, you're a consultant, and you're leading a movement, and you have your own show. What do you do not do?
You see, I don't know yet because I got the magazine and I got the clothesline, so I don't know. Yes.
I'm excited to have you on because the very first thing I want to know is, how did you decide to get into empowering women? But is there a story or situation where you had to become empowered yourself? Is it a story behind that?
Oh, wow. Yes, most definitely. And it actually began in 2012 when I moved to Houston, Texas. I had, prior to moving to Houston, Texas — I'm from Austin, Texas, by the way, born and raised — I lost my baby. And when I say my baby, I lost my business. I had a childcare center, a successful childcare center, for over several years. It was dear to my heart. I built it from the ground up, started in my home, and then ventured out to multiple centers. I was a 4-star accredited for 3 years in a row, a child care provider of the year. I mean, it was just all I knew. I mean, I went to school for it. You know, I raised kids from 6 weeks old to, you know, first and second grade. So just one day, the doors closed without no explanation, you know. And I often say the Most High is in control of everything. And so, but at that moment, I wasn't trying to think that at all. I was just like, why me? Why is this happening? What's going on? You know, I started getting in my boo-hoo, self-pity, you know, modes. And so when that transpired, everything just depleted. My finances, my savings, you know, I couldn't keep my home anymore, couldn't keep the cars anymore. So those were repossessed. And I didn't want to go back home to my mom. I mean, I was a mid-20-year-old woman with two teenage, you know, sons. And so at the time, my ex-husband, knows I said ex, but he lived here in Houston. And so I was like, you know what? We got to come up there. You know, we have nowhere to go. So I was on the verge of homeless. So, I mean, at the end of May, I made the transition here to Houston, Texas. And so one day, I fell into a deep depression, And again, I didn't want to think about scripture. I didn't want to think about hope. I felt hopeless. I felt embarrassed. I was down. I mean, everything, every emotion you could think of, it was just all, it was on me at the moment.
Right.
You know, and trying to keep it together for my sons, because they knew, but they didn't know, you know, what the next step was going to be. And so, you know, one day I was in across the bed, and by way of inspirational scriptures, the Holy Spirit, you know, the Heavenly Father, brought back to my mind. Some people like maybe wonder, is it really serious? But for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, but to give you a hope in the future. And at that moment, I was like, okay, wow, there's more to my life than this depression, than feeling like I'm hopeless, feeling like I'm nobody, I'm worthless, I'm a failure. And so I immediately got the scriptures, got the Bible, and I reread that scripture, because at first I just thought it in my mind. And as I was reading the scripture, I start remembering how I used to converse with the parents on what they can do with their children, or they would come to me with problems with their husbands and for advice. I'm like, you know what? This was just a moment that you were preparing me for, even then, that that chapter was closing so that I can begin a new chapter. And now, you know, gird up the loins of my mind, you know, and get myself together, because I had the bitterness of, you know, for the people who closed me. I mean, I just had to get all that stuff out and just say, you know what? This is what it's going to be. The Holy Scriptures inspired me and empowered me. So now I have to do the same to the next woman who felt just the way I was feeling this moment, or 3 days ago, or, you know, a week ago. And so that inspired me to start forgiveness, emotional healing, you know, acceptance of problems don't last, and I have to look toward the future. And so that's where I started my chapter in my journey and my destiny of becoming self-employed and being the destiny consultant. First, it was a power life coach. Before that, it was becoming an author and just telling my story and just slowly but surely building the business, building the like, know, and trust with an audience, and just making myself known on social media, building a brand slowly but surely with Karis L. Reed. And so that's how it came about.
Well, you know, Karis, you mentioned three things you said that you had to do in order to even get into a place where you could even begin other people. You said forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And what was the next one?
Accepting
acceptance,
you know, yes, and then moving forward,
moving forward
the future.
And,
yes.
And so if you know, we live in times now where divorce rate is over 50%.
Yes.
And the one thing we constantly hear in the media, and we constantly hear from people is Nobody wants to be wrong. Everybody is right.
Yes.
You know, we live in a I'm going to do me society.
Yes.
Forget the consequence. Forget anything else. I'm just going to do me. And as long as I'm doing me, I'm real with me. And
yes,
I know for me, when I was going on my road, I know for me, and I share this right here, I think, it's my personal opinion, I believe people who have gone through a divorce definitely get some therapy.
Yes.
Because it's critical to really get help on sorting those things out, on why what happened. And because for me personally, if I didn't get the help, I wouldn't be here right now, because my bitterness would have eaten me alive if I had not made the choice to get the help.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been the female gender public enemy number one. I would have been that bad example that you see on TV. That would have been me.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
So I know how important it is to get to therapy. And I know for me, the forgiveness was the bridge I was able to walk across to get to that point of acceptance that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then once I got that part, my movement wasn't a movement with people, but it was at least a movement in my heart not to put everyone, not to put women all in the same category, because you're all women are different. Now, it's sad that a lot of women may be influenced by the wrong things. Same thing with men, influenced by the wrong things.
Right.
But knowing that if you come into a relationship, mm-hmm. and I know if you come to a relationship and you both come in saying, hey, you know what? I see all your best qualities. I see some of your qualities that are not so great. But you know what? The word of God say, I'm going to love you through them.
That's right. Yes.
And we're going to love each other with the same thing that's so clear. That's the part biblically I wish more preachers would preach. If we just love who? Wait, what did Jesus say? Love your neighbor as yourself.
That's right.
See, our people who we love, who especially if you're married, that's your neighbor too.
That's right. And then he also said, how can you love God who you have not seen? If you can't love your neighbor who you see every day,
That's right. And so we have to get to that spot. And I know for me, once I got to that spot, I was okay. Good.
Yes.
I can get past whatever obstacle I deal with and meeting people, because I already know that God already wants the best for me. He's already setting it up for me.
Yes.
So all I have to do is just fight to stay in line and be around the people who I know inspire me, who love me, and who are going to be encourage me, but be honest with me about
That's
where I'm at. Because we got so many fake cheerleaders nowadays. Have you noticed this? People will say, they'll tell you how great you are, mm-hmm. how wonderful you are. And so,
but they secretly despise your success and your well-being.
That's right. So in your forgiveness, because ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, this is the Destiny Chick right here. Am I right?
That's right. The Destiny Chick. That's right.
And so when you're empowering women, you're coaching them and you're consulting them, what are some of the things you teach when you're helping them with that forgiveness aspect?
Oh man, number one, we have a program called the Metamorphosis of Destiny. And it is what actually I love my Father, Heavenly Father, so much. He put that on my heart. And I'm gonna show y'all here. Wrong arm. That's a picture of a butterfly and a flower, and it says Metamorphosis. Because
right.
he took me through the same process.
That's right.
Of emotional healing, forgiveness, and then acceptance. And so I created a program called the Metamorphosis of Destiny, where we do a 6 to 9 month in-depth consulting. And we got to get to the root cause of why you are not walking in your purpose. Who have you not forgave? Why are you not walking in your purpose? What's holding you back and for how long? So that's the first thing I do in this program, is we're going to get to the root of unforgiveness. Whether you think you've forgiven someone or not, we're going to see where you are in this stage in your life before you can walk in your purpose, because anybody can say they forgive someone.
Yes. But Karis, you said something powerful right there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you mention forgiveness and metamorphosis in the same sentence, it's a process.
Yes.
And I talk about that in my book, Rise and Burn, on how we have to step back sometimes and let the process take place. That's just like the story of the man who saw the butterfly in a cocoon.
That's right.
And he saw it struggling. And what happened? He opened the cocoon up. What happened to the caterpillar? It died because it didn't get strong enough.
Yes.
In order for his wings to grow.
To grow. Come on.
So we can't stop our own growth.
That's right.
We have to be in that environment to go through the full process. But see, technology and just life in general, everything is right now. I want people to love me now. I want you to answer to me now. Be to work right now. No, everything's now, now, now. And if it's not coming now, someone's going to pay a price. Someone's going to pay a consequence. Right. And someone's going to be responsible. And so I love that aspect, because I think the biggest part of healing and going through that process, getting that toxic part of out of our lives.
Yes.
Like you said, you are right there with these women.
Yes.
So as they're pouring their heart out about whatever abuse they may have gone through, or times where they felt defeated, the whole process, you're able to talk to them, pray with them, give them encouragement, lift them up. So by the time they get to the end and their wings open up,
They walking in their purpose.
And they're flying. Yes. They're flying in their passion.
Yes, and fulfilling their destiny at the same time.
Yes, I love it.
And I couldn't do that unless I had a went through it myself. Yes. And so see, even as I lost my center and my finances and my home, that was the process of the metamorphosis stage for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, you were that butterfly was still in the cocoon.
Yes.
And it opened up and the wings weren't able to develop.
Yes.
But God had to restore you.
Come on.
And go through the process again. But guess what? Now you're bigger, you're stronger, you're faster, and more insightful to handle what your purpose is.
That's right.
But you know what, this conversation is good right here. I'm enjoying it. But you know what? We come to the point in time where we have to take a quick break.
All right.
Yes. And we're back on Verkay Ray on Get Your Business Right Show. And we are with the phenomenal Karis L. Reed. She is sharing how she is helping to change the mind and heart and soul of women who she is helping to empower.
Yes.
You are phenomenal.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I know for a fact that if there were just 10 more like you, the things that we see in society, we wouldn't see them. Because there's such a lack of women with principles now. And so you are truly one of the women who are leading the way. And so I'm just excited about what you're doing and how you're helping this world become a better place.
Yes, yes. But see, it's my purpose to help develop 10 more to become like me.
Mm-hmm.
This is why Destiny Walker's Network is created. Because if I was that woman laying on the couch or laying across the bed, feeling helpless, feeling hopeless, didn't know what my next purpose was going to be, because I thought, you know, that children was my purpose. I thought that was it. Can't nobody tell me nothing about child development. You know, I'm the child development queen. But only God knows what the next chapter in your life is. And I didn't understand it then. But when it came to that realization that this was it, He starts allowing doors to open for me. He put my first book in my spirit. He put the title in my mind. He allowed me to meet, you know, other like-minded men and women to get me on that path to growth and development, personal development. Yeah.
And let's talk about this first book. What was the name of your first book?
The name of my first book was Wounded, Broken, and Healed.
Is it Wounded, Broken, and Healed?
Yes. Subtitle is Healing Hope for Your Wounds. Yes. That was in 2017.
Oh, so it's recent.
2017, no.
When I say recent, author.
Yeah.
Author is, you know, more than 5 years, then you kind of keep up there. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 2017. Which is also the first year where I put on my vision board that I would be a number one best-selling author. Which did not come into manifestation until 2020. I want to jump ahead in case I'll wait for you.
So now I need to make sure I say best-selling author.
Number one best-selling author. International best-selling author.
And international. From the highways to the byways. from the farmland to the ghetto.
Yes.
From the bottom of the gutter to the hill, to the houses on the hilltop.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Yes.
And so
yes.
When you wrote that book there, I'm sure you, what was the one key thing you wanted women to take from that book when they read it?
Well, the first one or the one that's...
The first one you mentioned, Wounded, Broken.
Oh, wow. Honestly, I have no thoughts of writing a book. But when the Holy Spirit kept putting that name in my mind, I'm like, okay, what is that name for? I said, okay, Lord, okay, what is this? I want you to write a book. Plain as day. And I wanted it to be about your life and what I just brought you through. And so that's what I did. The wounded part was a bad, abusive marriage.
Mm.
The healed part, the broken part was me losing my child care center and everything that I own. And then the healed part was all the forgiveness out of those two traumatic events and healing and accepting Christ into my heart and forgiving those without a grudge. So wounded, broken, and healed. It was just telling my testimony of what I've been through in abusive marriage, divorce, even seeing the signs, you know, and even knowing I shouldn't have married, you know, not that God punished me, but my disobedience allowed me to suffer. So, yeah.
So it was one situation you knew you should have gotten out and you didn't.
That's right. Because I want to be married. I want to be loved. I want to be the beautiful bride. I mean, just wanted to be with someone. Tired of being single. And so I took it upon myself to get married.
Well, no one wants to be alone. Even the person who's an introvert.
Yeah.
We all need someone.
That's right.
And if it's not a significant other, at least a person who we know. We call them no matter what time, day, morning,
that's
night,
right.
That they're there. And
yes.
Those people are far and few. When we find those people, we have to hold on
to
keep them close, you know, keep them close.
That's
and
right.
That is inspiring. So you start this movement now. What are two of the biggest things you've learned about yourself once you get into this empowerment space of helping women to get past things in their life that have been obstacles and holding them back? What did you learn about, what have you been learning about yourself in this process?
Oh man, that I could, it's like I'm stronger than what I thought I was. It's like I keep getting stronger and stronger as far as mental strength. Like I thought the last, you know, traumatic situation was hard, but now I just came through this. Or, you know, even, excuse me, after losing everything in 2012, went through Hurricane Katrina in 2018, I believe it was, even 17, flooded out of my home, lost everything in the home, had to go stay at the George R. Brown Center here in Houston, Texas, with just my backpack, my son, his backpack, and our dog, not knowing if our house was going to be there. I mean, I'm like, wow. I mean, everything, he just is like, he's putting on more strength on me. Every obstacle, every trial is just more strength, you know, more mental strength, more prayer strength, more, you know, leadership skills, more creativity, you know, more wisdom to give them, you know, hold on, you know, more scriptures, insight to, you know, let them know that, you know, this is an example of this woman. Now you can do it because they did it before me. Just growth, personal growth that I didn't know I had, even creativities. I mean, I'm creating things out of my mind that I didn't even think I had. Simple stuff. Doing my own hair, doing my own eyelashes, just simple stuff.
Well, you know, that's what the word says, you know, renewing our minds every day. And I see you doing that, and you're able to tap into that, I won't say special power, but you know, you tap into that space.
It's the power.
Yes.
I mean to cut you off, but it's the power and authority that I often tell these women that we got down on the inside, that we didn't know that we had because of the life's trauma. The disappointments, the abuse, the divorce, the this, that, and the other. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so now you see your destiny is bright now, isn't it? You see it, you can feel it, you touch it,
yes.
And you experience it.
Yes, definitely.
And so where do you see the Destiny Chick being 10 years from now?
Oh, wow. I see the Destiny Chick with a 10 city chapter of Destiny Walkers Network with chapter presidents going around the world, traveling and speaking and empowering women, you know, encouraging young women with a nonprofit organization, Daughters of Destiny, you know, making sure that they have that foundation, you know, to be young, responsible, you know, girls and women growing up because they may not have that training at home. I mean, I just see me just being the powerful woman who I am and just evolving into his purpose that he has for my life to do.
Wow, that's powerful. Yes. And so we're getting close to the end of the show. And what would you say would be the 2 to 3 things you can share with a woman who's listening right now saying, you know what, I hear this talk about empowerment, but I'm, you know, I've heard these other people speak and I tried those things that didn't work out. And what would you say to that woman?
Well, right now we're in a mental battle. There's so much going on with, you know, the racial wars and the unemployment rates and just the world is at a craze. And so really, honestly, like you say, no woman is even thinking about being empowered, even walking in her purpose. So I want to tell her to be honest and be true with herself and sit down and write down her life's plan, what she desired to do, and then write it down in goals and then take it to the Lord in prayer and see that he'll turn it around for her. You don't have to take my word for it, but start trusting him and believe in yourself. And once you believe in yourself, believe in him and have faith, you can use me as a backup and you can do this thing and walk in your power on your own.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, I love it. I love it. But the most important part, know what the women are saying right now? How do we get in contact with you? How can we reach out to you? Yes. Like, I want to be empowered. I want to learn more. I want to hear you speak. And I want to know, how can I get your book? And how can I become an ambassador or become a walker, a destiny walker? See,
yes.
See, too many women have already been part of the Walking Dead. They weren't part of the Destiny Walkers now.
That's right. Well, we are empowered and inspired and uplifted. So they can go to destinywalkersnetwork.com. They can follow us on all social media platforms at Destiny Walkers Network. And they can go to amazon.com to order the book, Being a Woman of Destiny, 7 Key Principles, How to Walk in Purpose. And there's also a free guide on the website as well, 5 Steps to Discovering Your Purpose.
I love it. You have shared some great information.
Thank you.
To really, really set the foundation so a woman can really start getting pointed in the direction,
yes,
of her destiny.
Yes.
And if she aligned with you, she'll all make it have a tribe to be a part of.
That's right. Because we do have a tribe called Sisters of Destiny. Come on, somebody.
That's right.
Come
on. So we're not talking about no gossiping tribe. We're not talking about no backstabbing tribe. We're not talking about we just going to lie to you, make you feel good tribe.
Come on.
But women who genuinely, authentically,
yes,
like-minded, and heart and spirit say, hey, I've been broken. I don't want you to be broken. We're here to help you heal.
That's right. It's amazing. And I love what I do. And so I welcome any woman, yes, to join us.
Karis, you have inspired me. And I know you have inspired some of the listeners. So we definitely have to get you back on.
Okay, most definitely. Please do. Yes. I would love it. I enjoyed it. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have heard from the fabulous Karis Reed. She is changing the world. And if you're looking to be empowered, ladies, join her. And let her books, let her try, let them be a part of your growth, be a part of your success, because there's no success without having people around you. We could do a whole lot of things on our own, but when we want to have a destiny impact, a legacy impact, it takes a team and tribe of people who are there to help you achieve just that. So I just want to thank you so much, Karis, because it's so important that we fill this part of our lives and get the help that we need. And ladies and gentlemen who are listening, I just want to thank you, because without you, there is no me. So you know who I am? I'm Michael Muse, the Fearless Coach, a.k.a. Mr. Broadcastpreneur. Get in contact with me. Share your story with the world also. This is Get Your Business Right Show. I love you. God loves you. There's nothing you could do about it. Thank you very much. See you next time.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.